Colorado has played some important roles in Barack Obama's young presidential career. His party nominated him in Denver, and just 1 month after the inauguration, it's where he chose to sign a huge stimulus package into law. In 2008, Mr. Obama won Colorado with a 9-point margin, which was surprising because just a few years before, the state was barely distinguishable in a sea of Republican red on political maps. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, it may be too early to put Colorado in the Democrats' column for good.
Before 2008, Colorado was accustomed to being flyover country. Candidates would pass it by on their way to voter-rich California. But during the campaign, Barack Obama made at least 10 visits. Republican political analyst Katie Atkinson says that impressed voters here.
One thing about Colorado is we're really kind of a low self-esteem state, so we like it a lot when people on the national level pay attention to us.
And the state rewarded Mr. Obama well, with an even wider margin of victory than he got in the country as a whole. Colorado pollster Floyd Cerulli says that was an astounding victory that capped off a series of big wins for Democrats in the state. But Cerulli says recent polling shows the Democrats' hold on power here is tenuous.
Less than 2 years later, you are already seeing the air running out of that balloon, Democrats on the defensive, the national brand of the Democratic Party, which was so popular, in deep trouble, and Democrats in the state hurting too.
In Colorado, the change is due to the third of voters who don't belong to either party. Cerulli says these unaffiliated voters often seem more susceptible to changing political tides. And with the economy and wars hurting Democrats now, they're taking another look at the Republican Party. This changing sentiment was reinforced by a surprise announcement from first-term Democratic Governor Bill Ritter a few weeks back.
So today I'm announcing the ending of one of my roles. I'm no longer going to be a candidate for re-election in 2010.
Ritter said he wants to spend more time being a father and a husband, but it was difficult to ignore polls that showed him trailing a Republican challenger. In downtown Loveland, Colorado, it's easy to find voters who don't belong to a political party. Richard Blumenschein says he voted for Barack Obama and is generally satisfied, though criticism quickly follows.
He said he was going to change the party or change Washington, and he hired the same old people, if you will.
Another independent voter, Zach Anderson, says he also voted for Mr. Obama. He's concerned about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's disappointed with the health care overhaul.
I would like to have seen the health care reform be a little stronger. I would have liked to see the public option.
Such criticism and Governor Ritter's decision to step down has Colorado Republicans, like voter Jim Esquivel, energized again.
Seems to me like the rats are jumping over the ship, so to speak. I think things are probably going to change. I'm really looking forward to the elections this year to see what happens.
And the Republican Party in Colorado seems more organized now after years of intra-party fighting, mostly over social issues. Republican political analyst Katie Atkinson does have a word of caution for her political allies, though. She says current polling only indicates what's happening now.
If the election were held today, I think it'd be a great day for Republicans. But the election won't be held today. It'll be held in November. And so much can happen. I mean, the political landscape changes so quickly in Colorado.
A lesson Colorado Democrats appear to be learning now. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.